But I do want to leave you with three things very quickly from Romans 10. There's a reason why we did read Romans 10, because throughout every story that you've heard tonight, I hadn't heard them before I came this evening, but I was kind of guessing what each one would have. And each one is saying something of what we read in Romans 10, each story that we've heard this evening. Romans is not known for its missional or being a missional book. It's a theological book. It's about Paul telling us what we believe. And that's what he does for the first 11 chapters. And then the remaining chapters from chapter 12 onwards, he tells us how to live out our faith. But here in this big bit of theology that he teaches, he wants to point us to the truth of the gospel. And so the three things I want to leave you this evening is, first of all, this. We have a message. That's been coming clear through everything we've heard, that there was a message that went out from this place to places far and wide. And this is what he says in verse 8 of that chapter. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. See, Christianity has something unique that the world doesn't have. We have good news. We have the good news of the gospel. The world thinks that it has good news, but it doesn't. Because the greatest news that we can ever know is that Jesus died for us so that we wouldn't have to pay the price that our sins deserve. Christ has done it all. And the word we proclaim is the true word of God that presents his great love for us as demonstrated on Calvary's cross. And that the word that proclaims God's authority over death through Christ's resurrection is the word that we have with us. You see, what we've heard tonight is not something, as I said at the start, that we sit back and say, wasn't that lovely? It's supposed to challenge us, as Scripture does, to say we have everything that we need to proclaim the good news of the gospel. And what Paul is saying here in this first thing is that our gospel proclamation must be word-centered. We must proclaim the truths of salvation. Good works are good, but that is all they are. They cannot save someone. Neither can their good works or our good works. But what our good works can do is build bridges that through kindness and good deeds, we have the opportunity and the right to proclaim the truths of Christ so that the way of salvation can be known. Works in and of themselves will never save either our